What's up, y'all? I just want to say that I'm looking for them girls with the big old hoops. And she's actually on the line.
Hey!
And her name... Her name is... Alexa. Ray Ray. Bariana. Bailani. Alcantara.
What up, y'all? I may have the big old hoops, but my girl on the other line always be dripping in finesse. Give it up for Kirsten. Low Curse. Osseo.
And this is the
Pop
and Locks
podcast.
I thought you were going to say, but she drops it down in Daisy Dukes. I was like, I do not do that.
I almost went with the pays her rent on time, but I did that last time, so
did,
I didn't want
you
to.
You did do that.
Right, right.
Oh, man. I want to tell you that my original intro, side note, I was at Ulta today during my lunch.
Oh, my gosh, so was I. Not obviously the same one, but.
Yes, I got a free sample of your new perfume, Cloud9.
Okay.
I didn't know if it was new, so I was gonna say congrats on your new scent, but okay. I searched it right now and I feel like it's been out for a long time, so that really would not have been very applicable. So
no, I'm guessing that's why Ariana Grande posts the cloud.
Oh, so, wait, was emoji. Was it recent?
I think this year.
Oh, okay, yeah. So that would have been really, really out of touch. Really,
I mean, I also wouldn't have gotten it, so.
Exactly. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, what is up, Kirsten?
What's up, guys? We made it for two weeks, right? We did it,
yeah,
guys.
We did it. I was scared we weren't going to.
I know. TBQH. Oh, wait. You were sick, right?
I was, and it was bad, but I just hope...
Yeah, Alexa had food poisoning, you guys.
No, I thought it was food poisoning, but I think it was actually like the stomach bug or something because I got it for a day, my sister got it, and my mom.
Oh, and it wasn't at the same time?
Me and my sister were like right after each other. Like when I had stopped throwing up, she started. And then my mom got it last night. So I had it on Sunday. I just don't wish that upon anybody. It's just to be that sick is just ridiculous. So I hope everybody out there
stays healthy, fam.
Yeah, staying healthy because it's horrible.
Dang. And my voice has been like in and out since last week. I don't know like what's up with me. It's like not a good vibe right now.
And it's like the weather too. So I don't know.
It's like really dry. So I've been like sleeping with my humidifier again, but I feel like it has not been helping.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Got that scratchy voice, y'all. Got that scratchy voice.
Everybody take emergency or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been doing that. Drink a lot of fluids. Stay hydrated, y'all.
Yeah.
You know, we're thirsty, so we got to quench that thirst. Anyway. A lot of stuff happened. A lot of stuff happened in 2 weeks, I feel.
Yeah.
Where do you want to start, Alexa?
Why don't we start with your surprise, the surprise event you went to this past weekend.
Okay, you guys. So, lots of things happened. So, for those of you who don't know, I usually wouldn't talk about this stuff, but I kind of have to. But, so I have a boyfriend. His name is Ramir.
Shout out to Love Guys.
Bitch. Anyway, so the only reason I bring it up is because, this past Friday, or I guess last week, earlier in the week, he asked me if we had plans on Friday. I said, no, we're free. What did you want to do? And he said, oh, well, do you think that I can plan for us to do something? I said, sure. And so he said, well, we'll probably, he's like, did you want to go to a concert or do you want to go to a game? I said, I don't care, whatever, it doesn't matter. He's like, okay, we'll probably go to a concert. And so like he didn't really say anything else about it until like the day before. And he's like, hey, we're still going to go hang out. We're still gonna do something on Friday. I said, yeah. So then he said, okay, well, we're probably gonna go to LA and I'm still deciding where we're gonna go. And I was like, sure. He's like, but do you care if we're sitting in the back or if like we have to stand or if we have bad seats? I said, like, I legit don't care. Like I said, I've seen so
Go on before I ask my question.
Okay, I said I've seen so many shows like where I've stood all the way in the back, like General Admission, or like I went to see Beyonce and we were literally at the very top. Like I've watched Laker games like all the way in the back. Like right. It's not a big deal to me. I don't care. Yeah, like I just want to go and like have fun or whatever.
Okay, so at this point, do you have any idea what he's even talking about?
No.
And like you don't even you're not questioning.
No, anything. I was just like, whatever. Like, he's a person who, like, follows through with plans. So I'm like, okay. Whatever. He'll find something to do. Like, we're not just going to end up not doing anything. So I don't care.
Okay.
Friday in the morning, I'm, like, getting ready for work. And I was like, we're still going to go somewhere. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, well, what am I supposed to wear? Like, am I supposed to, like, wear, like, clothes that we're going to, like, walk around a lot? Or are we going to, like, do, like, an activity? Or are we going to go to a show or a game? Like, are we going to be indoors or outdoors? I just want to get, like, some hint. And he's like, oh, we'll probably be indoors. Or it's like, do you have a preference? And I said, oh, well, I'd rather be indoors because I don't want to get sick, you know, because it's getting cold again.
Yeah.
And then he's like, okay. And I'm like, well, do you know what? He said, like, we're most likely going to L.A. And he's like, do you have any idea where we're going? I said, no. And then so, like, I dressed, like, just casual, like, kind of casually. And I brought, like, extra clothes just in case to work. Mm-hmm. He was picking me up after work. But we were, like, texting. And he was like, so do you know where we're going? And I said, and, of course, I had, like, tried to find, like, I searched for events in L.A. that night. And so, like, right. There were a few things that were showing up. There were a couple of, like, small shows. There was, like, obviously the Dodger game. And then yeah. There was Bruno Mars, and then right. There was Christina Aguilera.
Shout
and
out,
I was
right.
Like, I was like, okay, and in my mind, I was like, okay, I mean, like, I would love for it to be Bruno Mars, but I'm not gonna, like, I'm not gonna think that he got me Bruno Mars tickets, and then,
yeah.
And then it ends up not being, and I'm just gonna be, like, disappointed, which is whack, because, like, right. Why, he doesn't have to get me anything, you know? So, he asked, like, where do you think we're going? And I told him, like, exactly that. I said, like, I mean, the only thing that there's like only a few things, and one of them is Bruno Mars. And he's like, oh, shoot, Bruno Mars is in town. And I was like, okay, like, sure, you didn't know that Bruno Mars is in town, but okay. And then right. I said, well, there's also Christina Aguilera. And he's like, oh, dang, how'd you know? And I was like, okay, you know, sure.
Right.
So then he picked me up after work. And then he's like, so where do you think that we're going? And I was like, well, is it Christina Aguilera? He's like, yeah. And I was like, wait, do you know that I don't like
right. her? Right. I was like,
and he's like, are you for real? And I said, yeah. He's like, wait, are you serious? I said, yeah, I don't like her. And like, one of the hints he gave me, he said, like, this is one of the first things that we ever talked about. And I was like, we never talked about Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, or he would know.
Yeah, and I was like, well, and also, Ella May was opening for Bruno Mars, and I know we had talked about Ella May. Anyways, okay. So then, like, we're driving to L.A., and, like, we're getting closer to, like, downtown. So I'm like, okay, we're obviously going downtown. So I'm thinking it really is Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars, again, right.
I just don't want to say it, you know?
Like, well,
I
yeah, just don't and it's say like, it. And imagine like, nah. If he... Yeah, you know? Exactly.
And I'm like, hella excited to see Bruno Mars. Anyway, so we end up exiting at Staples, and he's like, oh, where do you think I should park? And I was like, well, there's like a lot like close to Staples that's not that expensive. And he's like, oh, Staples, you think we go to Staples? And I was like, oh, hilarious. And he's like, no, I'm just kidding. We're going to see Bruno Mars. And I was like, okay. I was like, hella excited, of course. And he's like, yeah, I'm sorry, yeah. But the seats are like, you know, I just got like whatever was left. And I was like, dude, I legit don't care. Like, I had been wanting to go to this tour, so. So, like, I'm really excited either
right.
way. So then we park the car, we go to dinner, and then we go walk to Staples. And we're, like, a little bit early. And he's like, yeah, let's just go inside and walk around. And so we go in, they scan his tickets, and they print them out. And I'm like, okay. And then I was like, he's like, oh, which way should we go? And he's like, let's go this way. And I was like, I think the escalators are the other way. And he's like, no, it's okay. We can just walk around. We have time. And I was like, all right, fine. Right. And then we're like walking like for a long time. And I was like, dude, I think we're going the wrong way. He's like, wait, can you check our tickets? Maybe I don't know where we are. Bitch. And then like, I fucking look at the tickets and I'm like looking everywhere for where it says 300 something. I'm like blinking and shit, like looking like a dumbass. And this is like right as we're walking into where you enter for the floor section. So yeah. The seats say fucking floor. I'm like, I got mad. I was like, why are you doing this to me? Like, you know, when like, I was just like, fuck, too excited, dude, that I was mad, and I was like, yeah, fucking sweating. I was like, why did you do this to me? Why did you do this to me?
Dude.
You know, and I was like punching him in the arm and like grabbing his arm, and I was like fucking sweating. And he's like, are you okay? Is everything okay? Are you all right? Are you all right? Are you okay?
I cannot believe it.
You bitch. And he's like, oh, are these seats okay? Are these seats okay? I was like, oh my God, I fucking hate you. I was so mad. I wasn't mad, obviously, but you know. So I got to see Bruno Mars, freaking yeah, floor dude. Seats, dude. And four then LMA seats. Opened and she was like amazing.
Yeah, amazing. I know. I'm so like jealous that you got to see her live. That's crazy. Dude,
she's so good. And like one thing that I really like about her is, and I actually saw a video of her performing on like Jimmy Fallon or something. Like she mm-hmm. wears no makeup.
Oh, she legit really?
Like wears no makeup.
Ugh.
And like she damn. Just looks great, like hella relaxed. And she's like not wearing, she's just like wearing like freaking a 90s ass outfit, like a freaking, it looks like she was wearing like a windbreaker.
Windbreakers,
and,
yeah.
Yeah. And well, I'm that's, like, damn, you thing. Look hella comfortable. And her voice is so good.
I was gonna like, say, so of her course voice nobody lies was then.
Like, yeah, amazing. And like, of course, nobody else was like standing up. It was like me, Ramir, and the two E-team ladies next to us were like standing up. Yeah. And then of course everyone stood up during Boot Up because they were probably like, oh, she's the one who sings Boot Up.
Oh, like, God, okay. Yeah.
But yeah, she sang a couple songs from her album and it was really good.
Dude, nice. That's so sick.
How good was Bruno Mars though?
I can't, dude. I cannot deal. Like, okay, and I was at the top, like, for yeah. Saturday night show. I was at the very top, and it was, like, a side view. So, like, I couldn't even really see, like, the stage, like, head on. But, mm-hmm. dude, it didn't even matter. Like,
yeah,
like, he's so good live. Like, it, and he doesn't even have to do much. Like, it literally is his band and his voice. Like, that's just
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but his you dancing know? Is fucking fire, though.
Oh, wait, I feel like it just gets better and better. Like, I don't get it.
You guys,
and he's just so cool. Like, please be my cousin or something. Like, I don't get it.
It's like okay, so I'm gonna draw a parallel to Justin Timberlake's shows.
Sure.
And like when Justin does solo dances, and I hate it. Like, it makes me uncomfortable.
There
and
are I'm just
like,
yeah.
I'm
yeah.
just like, Justin, stop. Like, stop. Like,
there are just not. Parts but
like when. When Bruno yeah. does it, like, it's just, like, I feel like he's not trying to be the best dancer. He's really just, like feeling grooving. It and not showing. Yes, yeah. he's, like, not showing off. And it's, like, it's not like the moves that he's doing are, like, super complicated. He just does no. them really well. And
yes.
he really just feels yes. it. Damn. I don't know. He's just, like, got so much swagger. It's, like, out of control.
Yeah, dude. Okay, my mom was, like, cracking up. So it was me, my sister, my mom, and my godmother, my Ninong. And my mom and my Ninong sat in a different section, and then me and my sister were in another one because that's just, like, the tickets that we got. Mm-hmm. But, like, when we got back with my mom, we were talking about how, like, he's, like, the way he dances, it's, like, it's like your Filipino guy friend who is just really good at dancing or something. You
yeah,
know, like,
so
he,
like
he
your cousin. Like your cousin, right?
Yeah, like my cousin, kind of. And then, but at the same time, my mom was like, but he also jokes like if you were to picture him as a Filipino uncle, like he's like a jokester also, like the way he yeah. is on stage. And so it's probably why like you feel so like he feels so
connected
relatable
to
us.
Yeah.
yeah. But also, it doesn't matter. Like people around me were not Filipino and they were all about
yeah.
his dancing and stuff. So. But yeah, I feel like that's also what makes us feel like we relate to him even more.
I bet the crowd up there is like more fun than down on, because like the people on the floor were like, all right. Like they were
all right. What? Really?
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I don't know. Like it seemed like some of the people like around us weren't like dancing the whole time. I'm like, come on, guys. Like I was
well,
like having
yeah.
a lot of fun.
Well, it was like me, my sister, and the girl next to me who was probably like my age too. And then the whole row behind us. And then, but for some reason, like the four people like in front of us kind of were like sitting the whole time.
Dude, what the hell? Like,
I
why
don't get
would
that.
You even be there?
Yeah. And like, okay, but it's like, okay, one I could understand. It's like an older couple, like older than both of our parents kind of couple.
Oh,
so like,
damn.
They were probably just going to like listen, you know.
Listen
but, like,
to Just the Way You Are.
Yeah, maybe. And yeah. then like the other two girls in front of me were probably younger than me and like literally did not move at all. And I was so
what
confused.
What the hell? That's so weird.
I'm like, so do you like him or not? Like, who are you here for? Because I know you ain't here for Uncle Charlie Wilson, who was my opening act.
Was he good? Was it good?
Wait, yeah, he was good. He was. Especially, dang. Like, if you, you know, if you listen to, like, the Gap Band and stuff.
Yeah.
But and he was on some songs with like Pharrell and like Justin Timberlake, or like of his stuff. So he sang those, which was really fun. So yeah, that was cool. But yeah, it's weird that some people weren't like standing up. It's like,
why would you spend that money to go if like you're not? Well, you know, like, okay, that's unfair. People can enjoy the concerts the way that they want.
That's true. But they don't have to be crazy people like us.
I take that back. I apologize on behalf of everyone who may have been offended. You know, okay, but like, if you also sit,
no claps, just, like, no claps. Oh,
that's true. You know, you're right. You're right.
But just, right. I mean, to a certain extent, you're right. You're people right to
needed,
a certain
people
extent.
People be needing claps, though.
Right. Yeah.
Wait, just like, how good is finesse, though? Like, how is it that finesse is so good?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wait, dude. Also, okay, so Kirsten had texted me, for everybody out there, she had texted me the night of her concert and was like, when are you going? And I said, tomorrow. And she said, well, I hope you know, like, you might actually faint. And I was like, oh, God, dude. You know, like, I don't know what's going to happen. I will say I didn't faint, but when he sang, I think it was like the opening part of Versace on the floor. And then when he sang When I Was Your Man, I think I literally like almost started crying. Like, okay, no, I'm not even going to lie. Like, I teared up and I was like, fuck, I'm going to start crying.
The older black lady next to me was like straight up tears streaming down her face during The Way You Are. And dude, I was like, touched.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Oh, my God. It's just touched. Like, it's like, not only is this song like obviously meaningful in whatever way, but like, it's his voice, dude.
He's so good. Like, it's just out of this world. Like, it's like he ain't even tired.
I just don't understand how he's that good.
Damn.
His band is really good, too. And also just,
like, the fire that comes out during 24 Karat. I'm like,
wait, the fireworks are very loud.
Oh, no, it's fireworks and then fire for Uptown Funk. And I'm like,
wait,
Jesus.
It's so crazy.
To the moon. And it's like, whoa. Yeah. Careful, everybody. It like caught me off guard every time. It's like, oh damn!
I think I actually fireworks. I think I actually have a picture of the fireworks going off, and I was like, oh shit, this is crazy.
I'm pretty sure I went like, oh, like this. I can't.
My sister's like, I think my eardrums just blew out,
dude. You guys, oh man.
Okay, great. I'm also. I just want to tell everybody out there, if you ever get a chance to see Bruno Mars live, you should just go. Like, as big of a fan as you are, or if you're not at all, if
he
you enjoy
can entertain the fuck out of everybody.
If you enjoy live music, and I mean some of even like one of his songs, just go for the entertainment aspect, because it's worth it. I promise.
Super worth it. Damn.
I promise you.
Oh man, that was great, you guys. I just want to say,
great weekend.
So memorable.
Totally.
You guys. Truly a vibe. I just want to say that, wow.
Like, would you see him again?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Ramir.
Thank you, Ramir. Thank you, Kuya Bruno, for that experience.
Yes. Dang, guys. Thank you, Kuya Bruno.
Shout out to love.
right. Correct.
I'm out. Anyways.
Anyways, that was, I'm glad we experienced that.
You guys,
over the weekend.
I was just like, I low-key wish that you went to the Friday show, because that would have just been fucking amazing if you were there.
Yeah, it would have been.
I saw Michi and Kressa and Rona. Shout out to
IMAC. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I saw them there, because I also saw VJ from the Philharmonic.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
But you're like his friend.
Yeah, but then
you guys,
Kirsten is his friend. Wow. I saw him like randomly outside. I was like, hey, VJ. Like, he just walked right in front of me. I was like, oh, hey, cool. And then
I know Dodgers at the concert, I saw a bunch of like San Diego people, and I was like saying hi to them, obviously. We walk away, my mom and my Ninong are like, oh my gosh, like, you do have a lot of friends up here. You have so many friends in LA, like LA people. And I was like, no, dude, they're all from Chula
Vista.
They're
from San Diego. Oh,
yeah, I'm like, what? And they're like, oh my god.
He didn't do a show out there, down there.
Yeah, sucks. I know it's where most of the Filipinos are. Nah, actually, that's not true. I'm sure LA has a lot of Filipinos. Hello. Yeah.
There's a place called Historic Filipino Town, so.
I saw.
If anything. What other LA things did you guys do?
We went to this Korean fried chicken place in Koreatown.
Ooh.
Because that's where our hotel was at. Then we went to Milk Bar LA.
Ooh, nice.
And we also went to... Oh, we did the freaking Walk of Fame and saw the NSYNC star. I died. I wanted to cry.
Oh, also. Yeah. I liked your picture. I also liked that you wore a very Bruno Mars-y shirt to the show.
Yeah, I thought about that as I was walking Hollywood. And I was like, this shirt is very Bruno Mars.
Very Bruno Mars-y. I wish I knew because I would have dressed hella 90s. But I'm not mad. I wore my large hoop earrings, so...
Yeah, that's okay. That's what my sister did. Yeah, we did like the whole Walk of Fame and Chinese theater thing because my Ninong and my mom haven't been there since like 2000.
Dang.
Year 2000.
Man, that's like literally the worst part of LA.
It really is. You
guys keep going there.
Yeah. I know, Angie.
When we went to
Paley Fest,
I'm like, why are we here in literally the most touristy, worst part
of LA? Yeah, I was like, this is touristy, but you know, it was cool seeing the stars and then, We saw the handprints of like Daniel Radcliffe and like Rupert Grint and stuff
The Chinese
theater. So that was cool, sure.
All right.
But yeah, and then we went to Porto's in Buena Park. So shout out
BP. Thanks for hitting me up. It's cool, whatevs.
Sorry, I was only there for like an hour.
Thanks for the hit ups. What time were you there? What day and what time?
Sunday at 2:00.
Oh man, I wasn't free.
Right. So
I could have been free though. I could have been free.
Well, I appreciate it.
Anyway, I know that.
Anyways,
we're gonna talk about TV, but I wanted you to tell me about this Rent thing first.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So it just came out yesterday is when I first saw it. So they are going to do a Rent live like they did with Grease.
Oh my god. Okay. What network?
Fox.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
Okay, so Fox is doing a Rent live, right?
Wow, that's January. That's very 21st century to do, like, because of the whole, you know, the gay relationships.
Oh, right.
That's very cool
right.
that they'll do that.
Yeah. Anyways, so
shout out to the LGBTQ community. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that is great. But I wanted so it comes out January 27th, Tony's birthday.
Okay.
2019. Okay. I'm going to read you the cast because there's a lot. There's some that I'm like, okay, cool. And there's some that I'm like, I don't know.
Okay.
So here we go. Victor Dixon is Tom Collins. Brandon Ooh. Victor Dixon is Tom Collins.
Who is that?
So Tom Collins isn't that Joe West?
Yeah, I know who that, but who is the actor?
Okay, so the actor is the guy who played Judas on Jesus Christ Superstar live with John Legend.
He was really good.
Okay. Kiersey Clemons is Joanne. I don't know who that is. Valentina is Angel. I don't know who that is either.
Okay, so
have you seen the movie Rent?
Yeah.
Oh no, you've seen. Okay, so Benjamin, which is Taye Diggs,
okay
is being played by Mario. Wait, right?
Okay. Oh man, you say he's just a friend. Okay.
Right. Okay. Brennan Hunt is Roger. I don't know who that is either. Mimi is being played by Tinashe.
Oh, that's a vibe. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's real weird. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Mark is being played by
Jordan.
The friend, the white guy friend who films everything.
Oh, Jordan Fisher?
Jordan Fisher.
Oh, tight. That's tight.
Okay, and Maureen is being played by Vanessa Hudgens. Dude, Idina Menzel, like, she's going to be singing what Idina Menzel sang.
Could they not have done any other person, like fucking Lea Michele or something?
Dude, they should have chosen Lea Michele.
They should have chosen anybody else. Supergirl, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why not anybody else? That's really weird.
Okay, but like sure. The range that Idina Menzel has for those parts as Maureen. Oh, man.
Maybe she'll surprise us.
Maybe. Oh. Anyway, that's the cast of Rent Live, you guys. Interesting.
Okay, well, we should definitely talk about that as we get closer.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. I mean, Mario?
Did you watch that Wicked Halloween thing?
No, did that show yet?
It was yesterday. I missed it.
Damn it.
But I'm sure all the performances will be. I think I saw some of them on YouTube, but I didn't watch them yet, so I will. I just haven't yet. But I heard the Ariana Grande, her singing was really good.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah. Well, I will have to watch it. Oh, and also there's a performance on this Rent Live thing by Keala Settle, who is in Greatest Showman.
Oh, okay.
Is that her last name? Settle?
Yeah. I don't know how to say it, but oh, tight. Okay.
Yeah, so we'll have to see what that's about, guys.
Dang, I'm in. Ish.
Yeah.
I'm not in.
I'm in. I'm well, we have to in, watch
but
it.
But I will watch it. Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed.
Dang. So you guys, last episode I specifically talked about how I have no time to watch TV. Like right. None. No free time. You guys, you know what I've done for the last 2 weeks? Watch hella TV.
Of course. Dude, this is a cycle, Kirsten.
I know. So I started and finished two new shows.
Oh my god.
The first being you guys, everybody should go watch. Well, let's talk about The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel first.
Yeah.
That won like a shitload of Emmys this past year. They won everything. Best actress, best supporting, best comedy or best drama. I'm not sure if it's a comedy or drama, but it won like 7. It's really, really good. So like it's about do you know the premise of the show?
No, I think I've heard it once, but please repeat.
So the main character, it takes place in the 50s or 60s or sometime back in the day. I'm sorry, this is very bad. But her husband wants to be a comedian. So they live in New York and they go to clubs and he tries to like make it as a comedian. But she realizes that he's not funny. He ends up leaving her and she tries to make it as a comedian. And like it talks about like that. And okay, it's like a lot about feminism and like gender roles and all this stuff. And it's just really good. She's really, really funny. And so one thing I realized like halfway through the show is that it's by Amy Sherman Palladino, who did Gilmore Girls. So it's a lot of fast talking. It's a lot of fast talking. It's a lot about relationships. Yeah.
Did you feel like it was familiar before you found that
out?
Yeah,
I was like, no wonder. I really like the rhythm of this and how fast it moves. Like how fast like their wit is. And one thing I really like is that they paced the story really well. And it's like every episode ended with me wanting to know more and like to keep going. You know, like it wasn't too much. Like, man, I need a break from this. It's like, ooh, I want to know what happens next.
Okay.
I really, really enjoyed it. Like, I think we had watched it in like 4 days.
Okay, how many seasons?
It's just one. It's on the first season, only 8 episodes, and it's starting it's starting next month. So
okay.
You could definitely watch it. You don't have to watch it now, but it's on Amazon.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, but it's really, really good.
Cool.
Def recommend a 2018 recommendation. When we do our 2018 recommendations, that'll for sure be on there. 2019. Yeah, or a 2018 recap, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
So second show, especially because today, are we releasing on Wednesday or Thursday?
No, we should release tomorrow.
Okay, we can do it.
Yeah, we could do it.
Yeah, or so today. So today for you guys, it's Halloween. So if you guys don't have a lot of plans or, you know, you're not going trick-or-treating or you wanted to like maybe stay in and watch TV or Netflix or a movie or whatever, you guys should definitely check out The Haunting of Hill House. That shit's fucking fire, guys.
Okay, wait, is there any way to give like a synopsis of it, or is it all
so it's
it...
about it's about a okay so brief synopsis is about a family who is living in a house for the summer because the parents they flip houses.
Okay,
so that's like, but sorry, Ramir's the one who told me to watch this show again. Shout out to Ramir. He described it as a family drama, so it's like This Is Us but scary.
Okay.
And I will say though, like, it's so, have you watched American Horror Story?
No, dude, I'm not good with those things.
I know. Okay, so the first season of American Horror Story, it's similar to, because it's just about a house. It's like about a haunted house. But right. Like the thing that's different is I feel like there's not a lot of cheap scares or jump scares where like shit comes out at you and like you get scared. Like there's a couple of those, like of course, but it's more of like it sits with you and like you think about it and like stuff happens slowly, damn, it low-key, like, I don't know if that's worse for you. I feel like for me, right, it's worse. Because jump scares, yeah, I get over. But, like, yeah, this shit, it's like the more you look at something, the scarier it gets.
No, and it's like that. Dude.
And so, like, one time in the middle of the night, I fucking woke up to pee. And, like, I literally laid there. Like, we had watched, like, an episode and then went to sleep. And then, like, I laid there for like, I woke up at, I don't even know what time it was because I didn't want to look at the time, and I laid there for like, I don't know how many minutes debating whether or not to go to the bathroom because I was scared. So okay, then I finally went and I was like, oh my god, what if I look over there and someone's there, or what if like I go to my bed and there's no one there, or there's someone in my place, or like, I don't know, I got scared. But it's really,
yeah,
good.
See,
it's,
I heard,
really good.
That's what I heard. It's like, it is really scary because everybody I've talked to is like, okay, I'm not going to lie, like, I'm pretty scared to go to sleep at night, kind of scared. But yeah, they were like, but dude, the storyline is so good,
really,
that it's like
good. Really, really good.
I'm so scared. I feel like
what watch it during watch the day. She, watch it, yeah, during the day with your sister. Watch it Saturday mornings with your sister. Saturday and Sunday in the morning.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Like, that's fine. Possibly, like, I really possibly think that you should watch it. It's really good. And like, the acting is so well done. Like the storyline is good, man. Yeah. I don't know where they're gonna take it for the second season because it kind of like ends, so I don't know what they'll do with it. In terms of cast, like, it's, everyone's cast really well. Like, I don't know, there's like some well knowns, like one of the guys on Game of Thrones. Have you met Dario Naharis yet?
Yeah,
but do you have the Dario Naharis that's blonde with long hair?
Not anymore.
Okay, so it's the new Dario Naharis.
Ooh. Okay, wait,
he's,
I like,
yeah,
him.
He was fire. Yeah, he's fire.
Yeah, he is.
He's one of the main guys. Well, they're all technically main guys. The dad, the young dad, is played by Elliot from E.T.
Okay, I don't know, like, if I know.
Anyway.
If I see. Yeah, okay.
And then the mom, or no, the one of the sisters is Esme Cullen from Twilight.
Okay.
The mom from Twilight,
right. Yeah. Oh, she, man, looks so different. Wait, now that I saw a preview of the TV show and, yeah, or the Netflix show.
She looks old.
Yeah.
I mean, guess she, whoa, really isn't a vampire, am I right?
Right.
You guys, it's good.
Wait, what's it called? The Haunting?
Haunting of Hill House.
Oh, I'm so scared. But I want to watch it for the story to see what it's like. So we'll,
it's good.
See.
Like Saturday mornings, Saturday and Sunday mornings, you can watch an episode and you'll be done in a couple weeks.
Yeah, that, because that's true.
Dude.
Really, yeah, good. That's the big thing right now is that show.
Yeah. Where are you on Grey's? I mean, sorry. Game of Thrones.
Season 5, episode 1.
Oh, wait. I don't want no spoilers, but when you texted me about the whatever towards the end of season 4, that, yeah, shit was rough, right?
Wait, the end of season 4 altogether was rough. I was like, oh, yeah, shit. Yeah,
but that specific scene you texted me about, I remember watching that. It's like this, the Venom, Viper and something, and the Mountain. That's right, the episode, for right, those who know. I remember watching that at my parents' kitchen table, watching on my iPad and like screaming.
Wait,
and
I was screaming.
My mom was so mad at me. She's like, what is wrong with you? I was like, yeah, my bad, dude.
Shit, I was screaming wild with that episode, and I think it was either episode before. I don't know. It was an episode with John. I don't want to explain it either, but it's with Jon Snow and the whole thing. That whole,
oh,
like,
okay, got it.
Scene
got it.
Was just like, I was on my feet, like, screaming.
Yeah, okay, I got you. Damn. I'm so glad that you're there. Season 5.
Yeah.
Season 6 is lit, I just want to say, so.
Dang. Wait, okay, so I need to watch through season 7?
Yeah, but 7 is short.
Oh, shit.
Okay. You're almost there. You're, like, totally almost there.
Yeah.
I would say just, like, finish it now while you have momentum.
Yeah.
Because, like, unless you just, like, if you want to, like, parse it out. Because you have until, like, April of next year.
April. Well, yeah. I don't want to be, like, yeah, yeah, I don't want to get caught up in, like, other I want to finish, yeah, it now before I get really caught up in other shows. Because Jane the Virgin starts in January.
Oh,
that
shit.
Shit's going to take over my life because it's, yes, almost over.
Okay, so speaking of being caught up on all our shows, I also had the opportunity to watch at least the premieres of each of the CW shows, except for Black,
nice,
Lightning, which I think I'm out, yeah, on. I'm sorry, Mark.
I'm so behind. Sorry, Mark.
Yeah, I've watched Supergirl, Arrow, and Flash, the first episodes, and maybe the second episodes.
Too. I know you watched a second of, oh, Flash and Arrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a quick check-in. Like, how do you feel about it? How do you feel about each of the shows?
Dude, I'm really happy with The Flash. Like, I think it's already way better than last season. Like,
yeah.
I just can't even with last season.
Yeah.
With Arrow, I feel like it's already more suspenseful and, like, intense than last season also. Beginning of last season.
What happened at the beginning of last season again?
Dude, it was, like, that whole division between the teams. Oof, I'm, like, so shiz, over
whack,
that.
Whack,
yeah, and that he was wasn't. Whack. Or he was, like, he didn't want to be Green Arrow, I think.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. That was whatever.
Yeah, so I think it's starting off better than last season. I'm just wondering what's going to happen.
I feel like Flash slightly has an edge over Arrow this right season. Now, but I think Arrow was better last year than
Was. Yeah. And I only watched half of the premiere of Legends, so I'm not.
Oh, there's two episodes, I think, now, right?
Oh, dang. Yeah, I think so.
Two Legends, three Flash. Two Arrows.
Mm-hmm.
And then three Supergirls.
Yeah, Supergirl's been, I think, as long as a Flash.
Dang.
Yeah.
I feel good. I feel good about it, though. I'm going to try my best to keep up with at least Flash, Arrow, and Legends.
Yeah, and Legends. I know. The three.
At least I'll try to stay within, like, 2 to 3 episodes. I can never watch it the week of. I just don't have time.
You know, like, I think I've said this a long time ago, but I only do that with The Flash for some reason.
Oh.
So I'm caught up with The Flash completely, but. I was going to also say, oh, the crossover.
Except tonight's episode.
Except tonight, yeah. The crossover looks crazy. Good.
Yeah, I've been seeing all the promo photos on all of their Instagrams.
Wait, and them just in each other's costumes.
I think that Oliver Queen looks weird as The Flash.
Oh, he's too big. Like, Stephen Amell is too big for that costume.
But I think Grant Gustin looks better in the Green Arrow costume.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's just, like, dark. Stephen Amell looks too bright. It's like, whoa, too much.
Yeah.
Too much body. It's like, yeah, I don't
too
like
much. Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's like too much of his body showing. And I'm
not in a good way. Am I right? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, can we loosen the suit a little?
Or? I know. I don't know. It's very uncomfortable. I wish I could, like, equate it to something, but I just keep thinking of him in that suit and it's not my vibe.
Yeah. I know.
Think something else happened. Oh, Justin Timberlake released a book that I do not give a crap about.
Wait, really? Because I bought it.
I mean, I will probably buy it, but I'm not going to be happy about it. You know?
Okay, I will say I wasn't like, I kind of bought it just not thinking about it, but I bought it because in my head I was like, well, I know one day I'm going to be like, oh, I wish I had it. So
I didn't buy it yet. I didn't even buy it yet, you guys.
So it's called Hindsight. That's called. See, I don't even know. I just bought it on instinct because I was like, sure. But it's basically just about his life, right?
Ugh.
Although I saw a picture of him and Jessica Biel in it, and I was like, ugh.
Ah, let's just rip that picture out, you guys. I'm just kidding. I still sort of love you, Justin. It's fine. I love to hate you.
It's weird that
I love
we're
to hate
not...
you and I hate to love you.
Yeah, it's weird that we're not like all in for him right now. But I mean.
I don't know, guys.
I'm sure the love will come back.
Maybe.
Yeah, I just, I don't know.
Let's end on a happier note, you guys. I don't even know what that note is, but not Justin. What else happened? Jane's coming back.
Yeah.
I haven't watched any of This Is Us this season.
Oh my gosh, no, me either.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
If anybody watches Gotham, they're on their last season. Sad. I'm sad about it.
Ooh, they canceled Iron Fist and Luke Cage.
Ooh. I heard season 3 of Daredevil is very crazy.
I also heard that from Mark. Shout out to Mark again.
Yeah, I heard the villain is really scary.
Haven't listened to any new music since the LMA album.
Yeah, no, me either. And movie-wise, I mean, Fantastic Beasts comes out soon.
Oh!
Wait, also the Creed meetup is soon.
Oh, you guys, Creed meetup. We're thinking about 2 weeks. There's 2 weeks in December that we're thinking of, you guys. So
yeah.
Keep your calendars open.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We'll let you know when. Maybe we'll put up a poll or something, guys. LOL. I'm really excited about this Creed meetup, though, for real. Real talk.
Yeah. No.
We got three RSVPs so far. Teeves, Mark. Wait, did Mark actually say yes, though?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, and then Cal. Christina Spencer. Shout out to y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm sure Angie will be down. Shout out to all of y'all.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys.
And we were saying,
it's just us hanging out with our friends, but that's who I'm in.
I know. And I think, I don't know if we were just on the phone, if we put this on the pod, but we were saying, like, the meetup could possibly be in between San Diego and Orange County. So, like,
yeah.
Carlsbad-ish or, like,
yeah.
Oceanside? Maybe not Oceanside, but we'll figure something out.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit more. I don't know. We'll see. Because maybe it should be between L.A.
Oh, maybe, like, and Irvine.
Yeah, no, Irvine or even, like, I don't want to watch Creed in, like, San Juan Capistrano or something. That'll just really not be a vibe for me.
That's very random.
Yeah, but, you know, or Mission Viejo, you know?
Mission Viejo, yeah.
Yeah. Weird. We'll figure something out, guys. We'll see who's going and what makes the most sense for everybody.
Right.
But we're looking at like a Saturday afternoon or maybe like a Sunday early, also like afternoon.
Yeah.
But Saturday seems like a better deal, I feel.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. So we got the Creed meetup coming up. A lot of things happening, guys. A lot of things. There's a lot of December. There's a lot of November, December movies coming up. So we'll talk about those in the next couple weeks. I think our next episode will be coming out the week of sometime the 13th or 14th, possibly.
Right? Yeah. Third week of November. Third week of November.
Yeah. But
yeah, I think that's all we have for you guys. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, y'all. Stay safe.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. That's it. Stay safe. I'm not dressing up as anything. Actually, low-key, I was thinking about wearing, like, all black and then wearing cat ears, but being Black Panther.
Oh.
But I wish I don't have my jewelry with me. I was going to wear, like, some sort of tribal necklace, but I'm probably not going to do it.
Dude, you should have told. I should have lent you my silver spike necklace.
I also have a bunch of those at my apartment, but I forgot to bring them with me. I'm at better yet my parents' house, guys.
Oh, got it.
Yeah,
you should be like, why don't you just wear some 90s clothes and be like Bruno Mars finesse video?
I'm also working from home tomorrow, so I don't have to go anywhere. It's just for trick-or-treating with the kids, but they don't care if I'm dressed up or not. So
yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good, y'all. What are you gonna
be? We have a Ariana door decorating. Grande or?
Oh,
okay. Excuse me.
I mean, you could have been. That's real easy. High pony.
Yeah.
A-line dress. That's it. Bunny ears. You're done.
Yeah, bunny ears. Or oversized sweater and boots.
Oh, that's... Oh, God, I hate you so much.
I would never. No, I am going to be Buzz Lightyear because my door my door with my office roommate is Toy Story. And it's like Andy's bedroom door.
Are you doing like a cute Buzz Lightyear of like a t-shirt and like something like that? Or are you like wearing a full-on thing?
So it's like a cross between that. It's like white jeans. And then I have a t-shirt that's like I glued Lightyear's like t-shirt. Felt. Yeah, like felt on shit. It. But I borrowed like a 10-year-old's costume for Buzz Lightyear. So it's like the gloves plus like the little wings.
That's cute. Okay.
And then white shoes. And like I was going to go to the store and get like some purple fabric to put around my head. Like, you know, his thing under the helmet.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't have time. So I don't know what I'm going to do with my hair, but.
That's fine.
So it's like a chill.
That's cool. All the point comes across.
Yeah, I mean the point is the door. So
yeah, okay.
It's just respect, to compliment our door, and hopefully we win.
Yeah, that's also there was I could have gone into the office tomorrow for something, but I was like, no, I do have a dentist appointment tomorrow, but like I just didn't want to dress up, so I was like, forget you guys.
Yeah, I'm kind of like getting over it, but I mean, what else? I don't
know, Halloween's not my. I feel like for Halloween, you're either like really into it or not at all.
Yeah.
And I've always kind of been just not really into it. Sorry.
Yeah. And I feel like yeah, if your work is into it, then you kind of have to be. But like,
yeah,
like if we didn't do that at work, I would literally wear like a t-shirt and that said something. I don't know.
Yeah, like basic witch or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like I'm here for the booze. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like because I don't come up with clever costumes.
Exactly.
Like, I just don't have that. Like we had an idea. I said it in the chat, but I said it. Ramir was gonna dress up as Cardi B and I was gonna be Bruno Mars. That was like the only thing that would have been like cute and funny, but like he's also in Oakland, so we're not doing that, obviously.
Yeah. So. It's like I don't have good ideas, and then it's like, do you have to be somewhat crafty? Because unless you're gonna buy a costume for $100, like,
yeah, I can be crafty. I just don't have good ideas. That's my prob.
Yeah, I like Halloween to see what other people come up with, but I don't really care about myself, so.
Yeah. Oh, well.
So hope everybody out there has cool costumes and
stay
post
safe.
Pictures.
Hocus pocus, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Trick-or-treat, y'all. Trick-or-treat, y'all.
Trick-or-treat, y'all. Trick or treat.
Trick or treat, indeed. Anyway, peep us on our social media, guys. Twitter, Instagram, at Pop and Locks Pod. Email us at popandlockspod@gmail.com.
Yes. Facebook.
The Pop and Locks Podcast.
Pop and Locks Pod. Yeah. And then we're on SoundCloud and iTunes. So please subscribe, rate, review, repost, like, do all of it. So
All of that.
Yeah. Thank you all so much for listening. I'm Alexa.
And I'm Kirsten. And remember, we got it on Pop
and Locks.
Be easy, y'all. Trick or treat.
Peace, y'all. Trick or treat. Trick or treat. Trick or treat.
Trick or treat. Bye.
Bye.